In November 2013, 14 activists were arrested for challenging the role financial services company UBS plays in mountaintop removal coal mining. Their protest action took place at the U.S. headquarters of UBS in Stamford, Connecticut. One group of activists scaled a crane and unfurled a banner which read, "UBS stop funding mountaintop removal," while others locked themselves to a railing inside the headquarters' main entrance. Over the past few years, UBS has moved away from its earlier unqualified support for companies engaged in mountaintop removal coal mining that blows the tops off mountain ridges and dumps the debris into valley streams below. The mining method results in massive air and water pollution. Several studies have shown a significantly higher incidence of some cancers and birth defects among residents of communities located in coal mining areas where this extreme energy extraction practice is in use. The Swiss banking giant's actions over the past several months make it clear that UBS no longer thinks investment in mountaintop removal is a good business decision, apart from ethical concerns. In a statement to the local Stamford Advocate newspaper, Karina Byrne, a spokesperson for UBS Americas, said the company fully acknowledges the importance of mining to the global economy. At the same time, it also recognizes the potential environmental, social, and human rights impact of this industry sector. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Tom Torres, an organizer with Hands Off Appalachia, the group which organized the UPS protest action in Stamford last November. Here he describes his group's ongoing campaign to stop mountaintop removal coal mining and his reaction to the recent UBS announcement.
Throughout 2013, Hands Off Appalachia had a series of escalating actions against UBS and targeting their financial support of mountaintop removal. And so in the early spring, we had a lot of regional actions in the south, in the southeast, and in Appalachia. And then in May, we escalated our campaign in Knoxville, Tennessee, to arrestables, where three activists with Hands Off Appalachia got arrested in the protest in Knoxville, Tennessee, where Hands Off Appalachia started the campaign. And then in June, a group that we worked with, Capitalism Versus the Climate, did a solidarity action with us in Stamford, Connecticut, where activists were arrested in the protest at the UBS Americas headquarters. And so the work that we were doing in Connecticut with the Action Camp was built off of that escalating series of actions that we had been planning all year.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of UBS's involvement with mountaintop removal coal mining, or MTR?
In 2010, UBS facilitated the merger of Alpha and Massey, which created the largest mountaintop removal company in the country. And in between 2009 and 2010, UBS gave $1.4 billion to three coal companies that engage in mountaintop removal: Alpha Natural Resources, Arch Coal, and James River Coal. And then in 2011, Rainforest Action Network, in their mountaintop removal scorecard, ranked UBS as the world's top funder of mountaintop removal. That's the major stuff with UBS historically.
Can you summarize what action, or maybe lack of action, UBS has taken recently regarding its financing of mountaintop removal?
The Hands Off Appalachia victory wasn't a recent decision that UBS publicly made. It's been a series of actions that they've been taking over the past 2 years, but especially over the several months since our action camp in November and the Stamford actions that came out of it. In 2010, UBS released a statement against MTR. But a statement we feel is inadequate and really vague, with no real accountability in place. And so it just states their commitment to reducing their exposure to companies that engage in mountaintop removal, but beyond that doesn't have any way to hold them accountable, and no specific numbers or targets or goals or timelines. And so we've been bringing that up and having that be a big part of our campaign. And during the Stamford action, our ask, that our demands of that week were for them to put out a stronger statement, because we had seen them kind of take some steps back. Like, they hadn't actively funded anyone in a while, in a few months. And so we're like, okay, maybe this is an opportunity to push for this, for them to release a stronger statement. And so we ended up meeting with executives of UBS, like their global head of social and environmental risk, the global head of sustainability, people like that. And we had an hour and a half meeting with UBS and went through the policy line by line and then talked about our issues with it and then different opportunities for them to strengthen that. And we walked out of that meeting. We didn't get the statement that we wanted. And so then we did these actions. But over the past few months, we've seen them not participate in loans with the companies that they had historically engaged with. We've seen them downgrade coal companies that they've previously funded from past years. And so we feel that the statement itself isn't sufficient to prevent them from engaging in mountaintop removal financing. The actions that they've taken recently show us their commitment to doing that. And we feel that's a big win for the movement.
Tom Torres, is Hands Off Appalachia asking anything else of UBS, or are you moving on to other targets?
Yeah, it would be great if UBS would release a stronger statement, and there's going to be some stuff around that. But as far as the campaign is concerned, everyone's working on different projects right now. The way it was shaping out was after the actions, we were considering what our next steps look like. And so there were different talks around an International Day of Action as a logical next step for our campaign when we got the news of what's been going on with UBS. And so since then, we've been working on other campaigns because this is a really big win for the movement, but this isn't the win that we need for the fight against strip mining and mountaintop removal. And so we're working on different campaigns as well beyond the UBS Hands Off Appalachia campaign.
You know, sometimes the biggest punishment for these kinds of nonviolent direct actions is all the times that people have to return to court. In the case of the UBS 14, they had to travel from Appalachia to Stamford, Connecticut, pretty much every month since last November, only to be given another continuance. Can you say where the legal situation stands now?
Everyone's in kind of in a different place in terms of resolution. And so, like, one member, like, about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, one of the 14 people who got arrested in Stamford got cleared of everything. And so all the stuff they need to do with court is over. And other folks are getting to that point. Other folks are expecting a little bit longer in this process. It depends on their level of participation in it. The court stuff from the November actions is still happening, so people are still having to go up there kind of regularly.
That was Tom Torres, an organizer with the group Hands Off Appalachia. For more information on the campaign targeting UBS investments in mountaintop removal coal mining, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.